Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.co.uk. This is Internet Marketing. And before we start today, a bit of shameless self-promotion for Site Visibility. They have recently published the Ultimate Content Promotion Guide. It's one of their most comprehensive guides to date, and in it they break down all the content promotion tricks, tactics, and tools you'll ever need to help achieve content marketing success. You can download the guide plus a handy printable content promotion checklist for free by going to bit.ly, that's bit.ly/ultimate-content. And by the way, hyphen means dash, so that's ultimate-content. Same thing, really. Now, today I'm joined by Lindsay Pickles, director and founder at Bright Dials in Brighton. Lindsay, how are you doing?
Hello. Good. How are you, Andy?
I'm very, very well. And it's nice to have a guest in Brighton again, which is basically the same city that I'm in, because usually my guests are thousands of miles away. So, of course, it will be completely pointless to ask you what the weather's doing, because it'll be pretty much the same as my weather, which is cold but sunny.
Yes, it's looking like that, indeed, yes.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, Lindsay, and a little bit about Bright Dials.
Yeah, sure. So Bright Dials is my business, and Bright Dials is an independent CRM and automation agency. So what that means is that we help clients to really use their data more effectively, and that comes from marketing data, from when, you know, first acquiring a customer through to sale, automating processes to make that work to its best effect, really, and to get return on marketing spend. So the business, how we operate, is ideally starting with an initial discovery phase where we go into the client's business, identify really what's happening at the moment, and how to best optimize their marketing and operational processes. Off the back of that, that then creates a kind of foundation and the ability to make a decision on which platform or tools would be right for their organization, and actually build that out for the client, and then crucially providing ongoing training and support when the client needs it.
Now, I love automation because I'm a complete nerd, and I love things that do stuff while you're asleep. And a lot of businesses, of course, use automation. It's a good way of streamlining stuff. But I'm just kind of wondering, how does a business sort of work out or ensure that it's using the right platform, especially when it comes to automation of sort of sales and marketing?
Yeah, it's a good question. There's quite a few factors that an organization needs to consider when choosing that platform in the first place. And yeah, a lot of people will say, oh, what's your preferred platform? And it's, you know, there's so many different factors to consider. So the first is, you know, what kind of business are you running? Are you a B2B organization? Are you B2C? Are you selling a product? Is that a digital product or a real product? You know, how many emails are you going to be delivering, or how much, you know, if you have a lot of site traffic, some platforms will charge you for that tracking. So that's a consideration. And also key is, you know, what tools are you already using? What what will you need to use in the future? How many users might use the platform as well? So all of those areas need to be considered together, and then that will kind of provide the guidance on the kind of platforms to use. Mm. You know, I tend to work with, you know, smaller SME businesses. So it's really, you know, a lot of sort of smaller companies end up choosing, you know, more expensive platforms than they can afford. So that's, you know, the budget is important, and also the ability to use those platforms in-house as well.
Mm. What about training, Lindsay? Because these things require, you know, people need to know how to use these tools. What are your thoughts on, the notion of training and checking that everyone is trained properly?
Yes, it's so important to have training. You know, making sure that your staff know how to use a platform is very important. And this kind of goes back to the earlier point that you can find in organizations that people will use a platform that they know, that they have been trained on previously, and it's something that they like, so they can bring that platform into the organization when actually it might not be the right one for that business. So I'm really passionate about making sure that people are trained in the platforms that we build for them, because it's key for people to continue using those platforms and to get the most out of that platform. So
yeah,
there's the initial training to make sure that, you know, the staff using the tool know how to do it in the first place. But actually, you find with a lot of these platforms that new features will come in, and, you know, unless there's that kind of proactive training to the client, those features might not be used properly.
Yeah.
So it's really important to have that training ongoing. And actually, I think, you know, a lot of our clients really appreciate the fact that, you know, if something goes wrong or you know, they've come up against something, that they can just call us up, right? And you know, you can get through to someone straight away. But also having that kind of marketing expertise as well, instead of just having that kind of operational focus. So tackling both of those areas really is very important.
So in a business, how important do you think that, because you mentioned training there and getting to grips with the tools, how important do you think sort of keeping and growing your knowledge is?
As I was quoted in a consultancy in their marketing automation guide last month, and it really, you know, there's a lot of other organizations in that report, and there was the common theme is to find people with expertise in marketing automation. And the key for that is actually you need people who are analytical but can also problem solve in a very creative way. So to get that kind of expertise is difficult. So if you're growing expertise in-house, it's really important to ensure that knowledge goes across your organization. It's not just one person in your marketing team who might just leave.
Yeah.
So I really recommend that workflows and processes are documented.
Yeah.
Really, if any kind of new processes or workflows are put into place, it's always best to map those user flows out and then build from that user map anyway. It's very important to keep a log of your data, which you actually, you know, you should be doing anyway under GDPR.
Yeah.
And, you know, be really across your data, understand what's happening with it. And, yeah, just make sure that your team, the information doesn't just lie with one person. I mean, that would go across any kind of area of expertise in your business anyway, but particularly for marketing automation, because it is such a new area.
Yeah. You mentioned GDPR there. Well, I always get those acronyms bent in front. I don't normally say GRPD. But anyway, GDPR, which came in, of course, towards the end of last year, wasn't it? All sort of halfway through last year. Are you seeing a great deal of issues or problems caused by this?
No, not particularly. You know, the clients, in terms of sort of my clients, you know, we obviously made sure that they were set up properly and did all the kind of correct processes to support their needs.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it was a very hyped period, wasn't it, when GDPR came in?
Yeah.
So, no, I think all in all, it's made people more aware of their data. They've had to, you know, clean up their data. So I think it's generally been a good thing, really.
Yeah. And talking about data, obviously automation depends on a lot of data. What about, you know, how important is sort of learning from your data? You know, if you're going to be using marketing automation or even automation, that's a better word.
Yeah, I mean, this is really the key thing and the key reason why I started the business is because I was working with clients who were using all of these different tools that didn't connect together properly. And actually, there wasn't a clear, you know, there wasn't the ability to see what was happening with their customers or users across all of these platforms. So for me, using a marketing automation platform is so valuable because you have all of these tools in one place and you can see what your users are doing across all of your touch points. And that's the absolute key if you want to understand which marketing is driving your sales. So if you don't have all of that data in one place, then you won't get that understanding. So using the insight from the platform that you'd use is vital because you want to be able to show return on investment. So Cloud Helix, one of our clients that we started working with in November 17, they have spent, you know, they invested quite a lot of their time up front to get the platform in place, to get all of the automation set up properly.
Yeah.
And that time investment has enabled them over the last sort of 12 months throughout 2018 to really start to scale and grow their business. So last year, in their first year of using the marketing automation platform, they've had 36% return on investment, and that's added 11% growth to their business. And the key thing around that doesn't even reflect the time saving that they've made. So they've scaled the number of users and leads that they're generating, and that's given them the basis to scale further. And that is absolutely vital because they've been able to go back and say, you know, to the senior management, we've got this brilliant return on investment, and that's given them the confidence to invest more. So, you know, Cloud Helix's marketing budget has tripled for this year, and they've got big, you know, big ambitions, and that's been supported by the marketing automation platform that they have in place.
Yeah. So there's probably quite a lot of businesses out there that, if not already doing it, they may be, you know, thinking about looking at marketing automation. What would your top tip be for organizations thinking of doing that?
I think it's really important to do your research. It's you know, you need to understand which platform is going to be right for your organization. So, you know, feel free to have a look on my blog. There's a blog on there about the 9 things you need to consider when you're choosing a platform.
Yeah.
And do your research. There's a lot of great software comparison tools like Capterra, TrustRadius, G2 Crowd, MarTech Advisor. So do use those tools and figure out which one's going to be right for you, or obviously contact RightDials.
Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for coming on the show. How can our listeners find out more about you and more about RightDials?
We're on Twitter, so please do follow us at RightDials. You know, obviously check us out on LinkedIn as well. And if you'd like to have, we offer free 45-minute consultations where, you know, just bring any questions that you have, or if you're trying to find out about marketing automation, happy to sort of have a free 45-minute no obligation consultation. And you can book that via the Contact Us page on at brightdials.com.
Thank you very much. And thanks for listening, everyone. The show notes will be at the same normal place, sitevisibility.co.uk/impodcast. Please leave a review if you're enjoying the show. If you've got questions or suggestions, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet at Site Visibility. Remember, we have a Site Visibility group on LinkedIn. So that's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Lindsay.
Bye, everyone.
and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.